Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll share a rare 25-year-old interview I did with the late roots rocker Bo Diddley. Stick around.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. In Maine.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews there for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357. Where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, I found the following 54-minute interview with Bo Diddley, recorded April 20th, 1985, by accident in my files after first uncovering a draft of the print version. I'm the dude that Elvis Presley copied. He copied me and combined Jackie Wilson, Diddley told me that day. That was a memorable day for me for two reasons. Spending an hour with Bo in Ybor City, Florida, that's just outside of Tampa, the afternoon of his show, of course, but also my memories of the photographer I worked with that day, Tom Howland, who was a longtime friend and who since passed away very suddenly. Anyway, this interview is one of my all-time favorites. I'm so happy to bring it to you, and I hope you'll enjoy this Mr. Media Lost Tape interview with Bo Diddley.
Don't rock, rock the band. They would be great. They don't need to do all this. I don't know if they got power. Okay, let's shoot. We don't have too much.
Not
that.
Some things I read. Every story that I read, like I spent the afternoon doing a lot of clips I had. All the stuff on that type of thing.
Yeah.
Two things I noticed. One thing is nobody seemed to have consistent sound in the first name. I wanted to ask you.
Well, first of all, my name is not Oprah.
I know that. Why?
My name is Ellis.
Ellis. That's, I found...
Like Daniel.
I know that.
Really?
But I found, for your first name, I found like six different spellings. Every story I read had a different spelling.
It's E-L-L-A-S. And look.
The only one that appears is E-L-I-E-L-I-A. The other thing I want to know, every story I read talks about the dislike of snakes. And I was wondering, serious, I'm wondering if that's...
You
want
to bring a snake in here?
I'm just wondering if people pick up on that, or just to pick up on that something that you really... That's
no, I don't do snakes, man. You know, no way. You know, snakes are here, we have to live among them, but unfortunately, these things that are very fearful of men, and we are fearful of them, you know, afraid of them, and I don't like the idea that I even have to kill one. It takes its life. But some snakes are there's slavery. So I know that there's slavery in state combat. That's his weapon. My weapon is a big stick. You know, or whatever else I can get my hands on. You know, but so I don't like taking anything like, you know. I even hate to get mosquitoes, you know, but mosquitoes carry malaria. And I don't want malaria, you know. So if there was some kind of way that I could deal with these bugs and these little crawly things without being affected by them, then I wouldn't have to do that.
I don't have any mosquitoes about killing mosquitoes. I got gloves, so I know.
Well, I mean, they love me.
I just want to ask you about that. Years ago, I saw Little Richard on Tonight Show a couple of years ago. Strange kind of thing. He came out and he said something that surprised me. And he said that he is personally responsible for everything that has ever happened now in our life.
I'm not going to talk about Richard.
But, I mean,
Richard is a very good friend of mine, but you have to understand Richard. Richard was a man that could basically get away with just about anything had to do with music or talking and things that he said on this. He made his reputation that way. Something like my man Ali had an act of being comical, and a lot of times he was really serious, you know, and he was great with what he did, and he was one of the greatest, I feel, since Joe Louis, Saturday that ever lived, you understand? And because Ali is still here, and he's my main man. You know, Richard is my main man in music. You know, and the type of stuff he do, I got a lot of friends. But you have to understand something. I could go out. You remember the Rasmus, Gorgeous George, and these cats used to go out and stay out in the rain with a mirror, looking at them. Oh, I'm so pretty. Oh, I'm just good. Look at me, girls. Ain't I pretty? You know, this is the type of thing that is show business. Okay. You get a lot of guys in the wrestling field, you see, they say, I'm going to break someone's arms off, I'm going to rain his nose off and stuff him in his ears and all this kind of stuff. So people do the same thing in rock and roll. But try this on the guys. I was number one. No fantasies, no fictitious, not trying to hold up publicity and all that. I was. 1955, I'm the dude that turned the fuck around, and then later Richard came up with Long Tall Sally, I believe it was. And one of those records was his, but hit the chart and I was already going. Richard opened the door for a lot of piano players like Jerry Lee Lewis. That's right. He laid the groundwork. But he's not responsible for rock and roll. You know, he's just not responsible for rock and roll. He's the kingpin in rock and roll. You know.
I wasn't even around. When someone's my age, I've had 3 decades.
Yeah, I know.
Some of my guys look back and say, I don't know who exactly started out in the world, but I know Sal, Reggie, and Chuck Berry, Presley, and
Andrew. Well, I'm the dude that Elvis Presley copied. He copied me and combined me and Jackie Wilson together. That's right. Long live teardrop. Huh? I can afford to talk to you. You're interesting. See, no, you're saying the right thing. Some cats don't know what to say to me, and they push me off real quick. You know. No, but you see, a lot of people haven't done their homework right. They go get some stuff out of something else that they read, and then just rearrange it and try to build a story around it. And then put it. So that tells a guy that's 21 years old today that what he reads, that's what he believes. See, I come saying that, no, that's all wrong. I have no proof in my hands at the time that I'm talking to him. So how could I show him that that's what he just read is a talk of crap? The first people, let me go back. We had Spaniards, Hank Ballas and the Midnight, Wesley Mann, and they had a baby. The Mingos, Tim Kidd, the Mingos, I'll be home by dawn. Bo Diddley, Alan Freed, Bo Diddley, and I'm a man. Chuck Berry came in with Maybelline, and I forget what was on the other side of the other record. Then Joe Turner, Flip Flop and Flap. Bill Hader jumped in shit. Elvis Presley came up with blue suede shoes, I believe it was a Hound Dog or something. And Carl Perkins, Jimmy Jackson, then Ray Charles came out with I Got a Woman. Where it was done. Give it to me. This is the beginning of our tour. There's a little Richard jumped in there somewhere. They're lying about their head. So we're talking about almost two years before Richard came out. Get that? And so, I love it. I ain't got a damn thing to say bad about it. Because I don't know nothing bad about it. You know, the man is a hell-fired entertainer. And he deserves a lot more than he got. And he was ripped off the same way as we were ripped off for our space, as well as our residuals from everything that we did. You know. And to know that something like this can happen in America really is sick. You know.
Were there many people in that period of time that
were
not ripped off what they
were doing? No, they got everybody. Because we all were all country boys and city kids off the street that never had nothing. You know. And the kids that had parents that had a few bucks, they mean they're white or black, they had a few dollars. Their parents didn't want them playing on guitar either. So they didn't have too much to say to them about what they were doing. They didn't care less. You know, kids decided to leave home at 16 years old and go out and tell the secret fortune. He called back and said, hey, Mom, I made a record. She said, big deal. You know, what are you going to say for hey, take your contact and let me look at it. It didn't happen. And the people used to say on me, don't watch us, watch the people in New York. The booking agent. And I wasn't hit to the business. I didn't know nothing about the business. So they had a chance to get me, and I was looking at them. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought that was supposed to be. they start buying Yankees and Rolls Royces and chauffeurs and radio stations, that's when I figure out something wrong. And I could mean by a four. See, that's when I figured out something wrong. See, somebody's making a lot of money, and they're taking it off of all of them, all different kinds of ways. And you can't, see, the record business is weird, man. You got to trust somebody. So you definitely have to trust somebody. If you go in and start talking about letting me see the books, first of all, you don't know what the hell you're looking at if you see the real book, unless you're an accountant. And if you carry somebody with you, you make the people mad, that might be your last record. Anywhere in this country, because they're black, somebody will pass the word around to different record companies. But you bad news. So you ain't gonna get a record, you wouldn't be able to play for a cash show. So you're in between the devil and these two things. You know. So what happens is you've got to trust some dude and hope that he gives you the right cut. That's the bad way, right there. See, I think that money, records, keep this from happening to other artists. I think the money should go to the government. The government take out their taxes and send you the rest. It says, whatever, in other words, it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks. It's done immediately. But you either have bills you have to pay. If you buy something from the record company, the record company submits how much a new thing into that brand. With a number saying that you owe them X amount of dollars. Before you, the check is sent to you, the government sends you a thing and asks you, is this correct? If it's correct, then you sign a little check and you keep a receipt from it and you send it back to them, and then in the next 10 days or so, you get your check. Now, they already got their tax money, you ain't got to worry about the uncle coming back on you later. They already got theirs. They got theirs from the record company. And the whole shit. Yeah, but eventually artists don't get ripped off, man. I mean, because then the rest of them ain't gonna fly along with the government. Not directly. It's kind of, it'd be kind of hard to do that. The way things are set up, but something gotta be done, man. There's too much favoring going on. And then you gotta go get a lawyer to get your money, and a lawyer ain't worth the none of it. It's okay to be a lawyer. I'm not against lawyers. But why do I need a lawyer to go get my money that I work for? Why I gotta pay him to go and talk to me? You know, I just think that the jury should ask the people that's involved, do you think? Did you pay him? That's all. Bring me the council check. Did he get paid for it? A lot of big companies out here, I agree, they're too big to steal. Tess is too big to steal. But Tess Records was a bunch of thieves up there. And you all for this. All black men, or sugarmen, whichever one they want to be known as. I haven't seen statements from these people in years, and they're selling records all over the world. I mean, Japan, Australia, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Italy, I mean, and they're selling. The word bank. All of the copyright laws, nothing to do with my law. That's how you get the copyright law. No, I told you that to ask. You see, I had a strike, a deal. And this is all the only reason why I sold that stuff. So when I wasn't getting any money from him in the first place, I figured I said, well, I'm in trouble money-wise. I was about to lose my house, and I had to get it back. Well, the cat told me, he said, well, boom, we can stop being selling, but I tell you what we do. We'll buy it from you. So me being in a trick bag, they waited for it until I got into a trick bag. And they knew they had it. I couldn't go to a loan office and get a loan like anybody else, because musicians don't get loans just like anybody else. Because right away they figure we're bad here, but we pay taxes like anybody else. And everybody wants to hear your music and hear you make the music, but we don't fit in with the regular society. Okay, so what happened is, if I got into financial trouble in California, and as I moved out there, nobody knew who in the heck I was. They knew I was Bo Diddley, but I had to go all the way. I left Chicago when I was there, and I wasn't working because nobody, who was Bo Diddley? You know, California's a whole different world, you know. I had to build my name out there, and now I'm Mr. Somebody, you know, out there. So I asked the people, check people out, man, the publishers, I said, I need to get an advance. They immediately told me that they couldn't give me an advance because my songs wasn't making any money. Wasn't selling, you know, wasn't making any money. And nobody covered anything. These are all lies, but I was in these are all lies, and I couldn't prove none of it because I didn't have access to the book. They told me I couldn't see the book. So I said, well, I was thinking about this a few days, and I thought maybe I would get a few jobs so I could pay my house bills. The kids is hungry and all this. So what do you do? If you're in a place that is, and your children hungry, man, you know, you might do some things that you would not let them do. If you see some way to get something, it's honest, you know, you might even develop some book on it. Shit. If you get pushed into the corner, right. You know, shit that you never would think about doing. You end up doing. Man will survive anywhere he got down the can, when he gets pushed to the right spot by society. There's that. You got judges that are messing up because nobody knows why they're doing it. But he's a man like you and I. He starts to mess up just like you and I. There's that. See, so, when they told me that they couldn't let me have no advance, and they told me they didn't feel like they signed it, so I said, well, okay, from this day on, you own it, but I want all the money from the beginning up to this day. Because they never gave me anything. That was the right thing. And they can't show me no goddamn check. You know, that I can't never be settled with it. If they come up with a check, they force my fucking name. That's what it is. And see, I got a funky way of signing my name. If something weird going on, you know what I'm saying? Which is my own little secret. You know what I'm saying? If I sign a check, it's signed a certain way. And if I see many of them look like the same thing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I feel more effective. Somebody chased them over and photo status and all that. I want to see the original. I was in the photograph. See, the people aren't dummies anymore. And man, it's a great thing when you get all of this shit. And look at these cats out here, they don't have it. All of a sudden, you buy a house. And I'm 56 years old, and I'm still out here. Look, and I'm not hungry, but I'm not no millionaire. I ain't got no money, you know. I got a big name, you know. I should have a lot of money. I should be, you know, I mean, I don't do nothing. I don't do no drugs, you know, and all that kind of shit. I despise people that be fucking the drugs. I just lost my whole family because of drugs, man. You know, my wife, you know. And I'm just getting over the shit. But I say to anybody out there in the world, man, single, or whatever, stay in jail. That goddamn dumb person, I tell you to slap your mouth, you know, and look at your dad funny. You know, you might even try him. See, because you become somebody else, you ain't yourself anymore. I'm thinking of going to board, which I hate, but why are you going to go about it anyway? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You made a mistake. When he is, when it got damn long years. And something like this could happen. And she just politely told me where to go. I wasn't her father. I'm just a man. But I think she went up in this women's liberation bullshit. And I call it bullshit because so many women destroy their homes because they want to pick up and leave the man in the house. And because the law has gotten so weird, it gets them bigger. Not that I want to win this and I can beat on that, you know? I didn't know I could be beaten on it. But this is a bad situation. Where is that women are trying to take over the home. And that's cool up until something happens. Then everybody comes looking for you, the husband. And if the law has made such a shit, you know, laws have gotten so weird that women do whatever they want to do to you, and you have to take it like a little puppy dog, you know. And I don't say that you're supposed to go around jumping on them and beating them up and all that. No, you're wrong if you do that. You're very much wrong, but I feel that the head of the house is the head of the house, you know, and that's the way it is. Don't mean that you got to go stomping on your old lady and she's stomping on you or one which way or the other. No. I don't think it's right to go. I always do that thing. You know, they get together long enough, they know, you know, when you only know what you're doing something, you know when you don't know what you're doing. You know, it's something that goes between. But the better business is we're in business. Then I'm gonna try to make some money. Ain't no guarantee I'm gonna make it by hand, but I gotta try. I've been happy for a few years, you know, from trying to do a few things, get some extra bread coming in. You know, so I can do a lot of other things with help a lot of other people. You know, that's what I, my main thing. I just got through producing some things. I'm doing a video the other night with a girl in Gainesville called Nancy Lucas. Yeah, so I just did it. I wrote a song. I kept it on the video. That's nice. It's gonna be big. Yeah, right. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be big, I believe. And I got a deal for overseas as a hot record in Australia, Sydney. I got a deal for already.
Fashion man, the real man, and all of a sudden, why man's the name of the song after the
I like Michael Jackson, right? All the girl things, blue things, the spring thing, a lot of them are good. You know, my girl like Al Klein, I like her. And, well, a few people I like. There's nothing wrong with the music today. Songs, new stuff, mixed new stuff, and the things that we can feel well. Yeah. And Brian Jones' son. He's got a good guy. That's good at him. But anyway, I respect the stuff today. The only thing I don't like is they call it rock and roll. Not rock and roll.
Is there anybody to play? Rock?
Yeah.
That? Is that calling any definition of that?
No. None of the shit's rock and roll with this.
Who was the last
one? I don't mean to call it shit.
I mean,
music.
Sorry, I couldn't put it in
anyway. Today, it's called rock and roll. They call it new music, everything they want. But it don't sound like Chuck Berry or Elvis Presley, Gene Vincent, none of us, I guess. You know.
Who was the last person to play rock and roll music?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. If that's been the same place, it would have been the way with it. I wouldn't exactly say I was wrong about all the stuff that has happened to me. My thing was I trusted people. And I used to be a kid that didn't trust nobody. My sister told me, Ella, she got to trust somebody. I said, why? So then I said, I was very, very bad and theoretic complex as a child. That's what people say. And it was something said around my area in Hawthorne and Johnson. I don't know what was said. All I did was read it in the paper. But the person that said it, the told the reporter, whatever they were talking about, reporter fabricated it and made it sound like this particular person really called these people from unauthorized names. You know what I'm saying? Which hurt me very bad because they're really close friends of mine, you know. And close friends of his too, but he doesn't know anything about it. It's friends to them through me. And
it basically got a little bit funky. It hurt me that the cat put this in the book and made it sound like, so he ran up, you know. It made it sound like, you know, it's time for a few. And the people got a little bit upset about it. And that's the reason why I like for people to tend to see. You know, if you say something, then print it. If you can't didn't say it, and you print it, then that's bad news. Because you don't know, you might get somebody hurt. You know, and that might not be your intention, but you don't know what that other dude is thinking.
He's trying to take things out of context. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just heard the story about saying the bad talk, you know. And we tried to get the guy to ask him if he would retraction on it to try to explain that this is not what he meant. Even if he had to rewrite the thing, saying something else other than to cause a friction between friends. And this is what it is. Bad, this is how I feel, you know, weird feeling. Yeah. And, so it made me feel a little bit like, yeah, because I don't know what really was said, but therefore I can't speak up to somebody that I don't know what they said. I just read it. You know, and those things bother me. Now, I'll talk about anything, but I don't want nothing added that I didn't say. Because I come fucking unglued. Huh? No, I don't know what this man is. They got four bands.
That's just in that one room. They got about eight throughout the building. Yeah, they got.
Well, this is. This ain't gonna be fun at all. I don't believe. But all this, with the way as loud as this room, this place is, this music's gonna be all running into each other, man. It's gonna sound like shit.
You do a little better
than
up on top
with the open
windows.
Yeah, but I'm gonna kill the cats downstairs.
When you come out, I was going to say, I want to ask you about this guitar.
It's called the slide that's
here.
Mattress.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, where you at, honey? Man, she's better than that. Wow.
That's a good man.
Look good all night. Give me a couple of drinks, I don't care, I'll see you. No, I don't know. I shouldn't be doing this. You're the guy that was going to take his snake and jump out.
We have one the other day, a snake.
Yeah.
George had one. It bit him.
Black snake.
But
I didn't know black snakes would jump at you.
Yeah, that's
jumped
up like a rat.
Then you raised it. Man, this thing jumped back, and he was about that long. He could jump about that far. You know. Yeah, some dude is making my guitars in New York without permission. The guy in Nashville, Tennessee has permission.
They manufacture guitars and
they
have people buying
them.
You got your name on it?
Oh, some guy is being real. He said I have a sample.
Yeah, you protected
this
time
around? Is anybody protected? Yeah, this is the type of shit that's going on. The reason why I'm so negative. People want to know why I got the attitude I got. Why do I use my name? That, you know, like, how do you expect to get away with this? I own that. That's just because I was doing 1958. Not rich. I think what he did, I think what he got messed up at, Gretsch went out of business.
So
no, Gretsch is back in business now. Hello? See, Gretsch is back in business now. And one of the grandson or somebody's opening the factory back up, buying it back. And they're going back to making guitars again. And I think this guy took this out and didn't do any research. And while they're saying not making it, so he put the whole picture in there.
This
is what people do to me. How much mistake can I make? Don't ask me nothing. I'm here. I'm dead. And this is wrong. So where's the money? Now I gotta get away. We'll go see about this. So why do I get away? To take the dude, the court, and let the judge ask him, did you get permission from this man? No, Your Honor. Well, you got a problem, baby. That's all. You know that you're gonna change my date 5 fucking years. Along with that, and then it's going to keep going through all these different changes, and so it's causing spending a lot of money with the state, but they figure, I don't feel like she don't go through shit like that. The man don't have no right to do it, he shouldn't have did it, should be a cut and dry case.
What's the name of the man
that's making the start tonight? Tom Hall, National Tennessee. I'm looking to settle. I'm asking for $500,000 for it. It's a 3-year-old log house, custom built. I don't know if there's a picture of it in there.
I'm just trying to think. It seems like I remember reading in here. Here I am sitting in my $15,000 van playing my $3,200 guitar on my $100,000 ranch.
That's right.
I appreciate it pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think you have that $50,000. No, it's not that
$50,000. I know that came from record royalties. I worked. And my wife and I, we both like this. You know, her parents left her a few bucks. And she, I didn't die without my mother. She had some money too, you know, and we put it together. And we both did it, you know. Yeah, I didn't leave it alone. Y'all aren't good for me, buddy. I just wanted to sell the damn clothes and take the money and just go buy me another 4 or 5 acres somewhere right around in Hawthorne there and keep on living because I can't change my life, man. She don't want to eat that for me, you know. And it's a bad situation, man. You know, drugs. It's a bug. I hate she got a fucked up that way, I mean, but she won't let me talk to her. You know, I try to get some, get some help. So it's just like a drunk. She's not fooling with her or anything like that. This is something that people don't know about. You know. It probably will lead you into the hand of Satan one day, you know. But the girl just made a bad mistake, and when I found out about it, she told me where to go.
It
might have something to do with good here.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But,
are you, let me ask you this. Are you separated?
Yeah, I know.
You're in the process of
divorce. The reason why I talked about this, and I'm trying to let other people, male or female, know what drugs can do to destroy your home. If you think you got a happy marriage, like I thought I had. And drugs that you think is not harmful, and if you're naive to the situation, you get the best of you before you even know it.
Not concerned with you, I appreciate it. That's why I was just thinking.
I was just thinking about losing her or trying the reason of losing. You know, it really got funky. I thought I was the hardest dude in the world. If you shoot me crack, hell no. That situation got to be real weird. There's a lot of weird shit going on between people out there. Well, that's the reason why I'm selling the place.
Yeah.
She doesn't want it. I don't want it. You know? So I'm going to sell it. I'm looking for $500,000 for it. Worth more than that. But I'll take $500,000 and run like a scared
eagle. The reason I asked you to change it before I asked you, I know what I read anyway. I don't know if you guys want it. I read
I love it, man. The people have been very nice to me in Hawthorne, Johnson. You know, I get along with all the people there, the banking people, and Interlochen. You know, I get along with the people all over, all the business people that I come in contact with. They're trying to help me through this situation, and I feel a problem. You know, I mean, hey, it ain't everywhere you go and people accept you. Okay, so maybe because I'm both bigly or a winner, whatever. I gave people a lot of good years of good listening to you. And if they chose to help me and I need it, I'll accept it. You know, in good faith. And I've been very well liked in the neighborhood. I would probably go back no problem. I can help you, I'll help you. You know. That's just me.
I know that parts of that could be a little hard to listen to because the quality was not what we would expect today, but that is a 25-year-old tape transferred from cassette. So I hope you enjoyed what you did hear, and of course for more original interviews with your favorite musicians, including a few lost interviews with Gene Simmons and the late John Denver, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. And you can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day to share it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Old Jelly called on Nanny Go to make a pretty baby of Sunday Go. Old Jelly called up Bearcat to make a pretty baby of Sunday Hat.